Episode 345 of The Poor Horseman. You have LP here, who played the role of the Easter Bunny yesterday. And then we have someone we threw in the fire, y'all. And nobody really even knew what was going on. But that's how the magic of podcasting going. We have Armory with us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. It's bright and early, you know, birds chirping. I'm here.
Yeah, you know, not birds around here. We got possums, you know. You Ooh. Know, did y'all know I saw some possums again? Not Shut in the building up. This time, though.
Okay. Where are they at?
So Thursday night. Sorry for those of you who don't know. Armory, myself, Silk, Phil, the Poor Horseman, D, all of us, we also operate an event space content studio in Houston. And when we opened, there were some possums that owned this building before we got here.
Falling out the roof.
They lived here. it was they building.
I still got the videos to this day.
And those buildings are traumatic to me, or those videos are traumatic. And so Thursday night, we had Dirty Sexy Funny. Went well, you know, but as we were leaving, I was hearing some scurrying in the back.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, man, I need to take out this trash, but something is ready to attack me. So I don't know if it's human or beast. Okay. But it was our friends. Them possums was in the back running around. Like I'm telling, that's probably like nine of them in that backfield.
Oh, nah.
So I got to cut down all them trees, I think.
Yeah.
I think I got to cut down all them trees because, yo, these possums we had in the building, they was mad aggressive, too.
They were big.
They were big. Now, y'all don't know D. We'll get D on camera at some point, too.
I got the video, too.
D was as scared as I've ever seen in this building, yo. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
She wouldn't even open the doors to certain rooms when the possums were falling out the ceiling. I think that's not reasonable if you're going to work here. You got to be willing to also get eaten up by animals.
Whoa.
You work here now. What
I
you mean?
I ain't sign up for that.
You did sign up for that.
Maybe I did. Let me go read that 360 contract that you gave me.
Duties to be assigned. That is what in there. And also duties to be assigned was throwing you a Poor Horseman.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell the people who is Armory, because there's been a few times you gave everybody your social. I didn't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't tell you that you was allowed to do self-promotion on the podcast, but go ahead now. This is your time, your breakout. Who are you?
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I had to give the people what they want. That's what they tell us. Give the people what they want. And that's what the people wanted. Well, Armory is born and raised in Houston. Real name is Raquel, for those who have been working with me. But I recently did a rebrand about a year and a half ago. And I just went with Armory. You know, I just wanted to combine my first initial and my middle name. And it pronounced the word Armory, like your shield and things of that nature. And I just kind of reflected on what God has done in my life. And I was like, you know what? They say every 7 years, you're supposed to come into a new identity of yourself. And so we are at that seventh year mark. And this is what Armory is.
Man, my every 7 years, I'd be doing some crazy shit.
What like
I
need,
I don't know. Like maybe that's a real thing. Like, because every 7 years, I'd be messing something up. Like,
I don't
be like going to a new level. Like, I'd be starting over. Like, you maybe need to give me some coaching. What do I need to do? Because I'm coming up on a seventh year here in a little bit. Now that I think about it, and I was ready to crash and burn on some stuff. So what should I be doing every 7 years? You
well,
know?
First off, it's hard for me to believe that because every time I see you, you're hard at work. You are an amazing father. You are an amazing businessman. So
you giving people like my government ability. Like,
my bad.
LP ain't on that. Like, LP is not
on some crash house stuff.
LP doesn't even love his kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, LP be mad.
Don't make me fall out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it go. You know, I'm a girl's dad, and we're going to have a girl's dad conversation. And for y'all don't know, like, I'll call her Rock. Is like a little sister to me. She's around the same age as a niece of mine. They attended the same university. I ain't gonna give all her business. You want to give it out?
Shout out to Southern University,
okay.
Baby.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, and Rock is an athlete. My niece was a dancing doll. So, you know, for me, I kind of look at Rock as a sister. So I do be looking out for her too. Like for real.
And he's a real one.
Y'all ain't gonna play no games.
He's a real one.
Around this way. So I just want to make sure that people were aware of how we even got to getting you on Poor Horseman, because that was a journey. Because we've had a random conference. But first off, Rock is a great content creator on her own. She has her own podcast. Please tell people about your podcast.
Yes. So I have a podcast called From the Script. It's a platform where I interview artists, scribes, writers, whether you're
Wait, hold on. You Our audience don't know what scribes are. I think you need to take a second. You're doing a lot right now in your jumpsuit. Tell them what a scribe is.
I'm ready.
I mean, that's a lot. Scribe?
So a scribe, would you like me to go to the definition?
No, I need you just off the top, because I don't even know if you know what a scribe is.
I do know what a scribe is.
You threw that in there like you got a graduate degree from Harvard right now. So what is it?
Shout out to
What's a scribe?
So a scribe is someone who writes any form of like literature, whether that be a book, whether you are a poet, whether you are a lyricist, or, you know, you write for television, you write for film.
Would you consider yourself a scribe?
I would.
Okay.
That's a hidden talent that I have that I really need to get in that bag. I know I'm going to write at least a series of books, 3 to be exact, for the first series, but I can say yes.
So what are you going to be scribing about?
Now you're going to be in my business.
This is what I'm supposed to be. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So I can't give everybody the tea.
Just give us just a smidgen.
I am going to do a memoir for one. And I'm going to do a self-help book.
Okay.
Because I find that when I read a lot of self-help books, it helps me out. Like, for instance, I'm reading Emotional Intelligence 2.0.
Yeah.
And everybody knows I can be, you know, a little rough around the edges.
They don't know that. See, like I know that. But hey, y'all, I'm going to give y'all some insight.
Give some tea.
There are times where I be like, hey, Rock, chill out. Like, what you doing right now? Like, why
Reel
are you,
me
like,
in.
Why
Reel
are you
me
so
in.
Mad? Like, I'm supposed to be the angry one at the studio. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I'll be like, yo, Rock, what's going on with you right now? Like, and Rock, y'all will notice. If she get quiet too, then we got a problem. Like, at least if she's still kind of, what you mean I pick up on that? I know everything that's going on in here. And if she ain't talking right then, I'm like, yo, she needs to go home. Like, what you plotting on? Like, what you doing? I'm not trying to get in trouble. I got a family. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to do the self-help. You're going to do your memoir. What's the third one?
The third one is speaking about my journey of me getting closer and closer to God and understanding that, like, if I don't get closer to him, I will be walking around aimless.
Okay.
And not even fulfilling the purpose that I was placed on this earth to fulfill. So it'll help individuals understand what their calling is, how to master it, and also just master being in the word. So that way, when you're able to take those steps forward, you know how to do it with being smart at it.
Okay. Yeah. And Rock does everything with grace, y'all. I would say that. Other than when she's upset. You know?
When she's upset. I'm working on myself. Work in progress.
Or also Rock do this thing where we'll have some food and she act like she don't want to eat.
Ooh.
Like, this is a woman thing too. We're going to get into
funny.
This.
Please.
She'll walk by the food. And they'd be like, oh, I'm just going to take a little. But then take like the majority. I'm like, yo, what happened? Like, what? You don't even look like you be eating like that. What is going on? What is up with women?
I'm big hungry.
Yeah, what is happening?
I love to eat.
Okay.
I love to eat. Sometimes, and the crazy thing is I did a major shift these last 2 years.
Okay.
Where I kind of pull back on eating a lot of meat.
Okay.
I may sneak some chicken in there if you give me a good
one. We be having chicken over here all the time. You know? Yeah.
I be cutting up when I come on Sundays. Okay. And I be paying for it on Monday.
But you do the run club, though, before.
Before, but then after I come here.
That is true. And we be on some nonsense. We really do be on some nonsense. So how does Poor Horseman, you being now the woman energy we need? First off, I'm going to compliment you because a lot of people have. So I've got a few compliments in the bank. I didn't want to get your head big, though. I wasn't
going to
tell you like that you was doing good until you made it a few more episodes. But there are people who have appreciated you on the show, appreciated your segment, have enjoyed Shots Fired and wondered when you would be on more.
Wow.
So
okay. You
ain't allowed to. I don't. Y'all, the producer
you.
In the back, we don't want to hear none of that either.
Is it Reese?
So people have enjoyed it. So I appreciate you being one. But how's that bringing you closer to God?
You know, what? I ain't going to lie. I was nervous starting out. And I was like, they really threw me in the fire. Like, you mentioned it. And I was like, okay. Then I went out of town. And then I came back. I was like, something was telling me it's going to be this Sunday. And sure enough, it was that Sunday. And I was like, okay, what I'm going to do? Like, you can ask Dion. I was over here calling her like, girl, what I'm going to talk about? I don't know what I'm going to say.
It was Sunday after you took that unapproved PTO, too. Because she was going, hey, y'all, look, you know what? We ain't got no unlimited PTO around here.
I got the proof.
I never said approved. What you mean? And I'm not the boss. So let me stop that. But we definitely was like, yeah, where you at?
Well, shout out to my grandma. It was her 90th birthday. You know, she was turning 90.
She's had 90.
Yeah.
You know, we love her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should have been here. What's going on? Grandma, we love you. You know what I'm saying? But we needed her. But go ahead. My bad.
I could definitely say I've been enjoying it. So, like, for real. It's helped me get out of my comfort zone.
No doubt. And that's what my main thing. And I told you that.
You did.
I was like, you have to use your voice and I'm going to force you to do it.
Thank you.
So, and not even for that, because there's more that you're capable of than the boxes that we had you in or that you'll put yourself in personally. Mm. So I'm just one of those people that say, hey, we're going to run it.
Yeah.
And I'd rather us crash and burn than not see how far we could go anyway. So that's kind of how
that.
I was. So
it's been interesting. I ain't going to lie.
Okay. Tell me. What's been interesting?
From the script, it's funny because you had to tell me this. Somebody else had to tell me this about, like, just a little bit of backstory about me. Like, I used to work in news and be a journalist and stuff. And you've told me so many times, like, you got to get it out of your journalist head. Like, because on From the Script, I'm more so interviewing my guests and things of that nature. I'm chilling. And then my friend told me, he was like, they need to see what I see.
Correct.
Which is a different side. Not to say that I'm switching up alter egos or anything like that. But as you are navigating a business, you know how to put certain hats on and when to take certain hats off. And so I can say that being on the Poor Horseman helps me come out that shell, speak about things that people are afraid to talk about from a woman's perspective, especially because I have a different way of thinking versus the modern woman nowadays, like where they're all about whether they let money lead them or they are about other elements. Like, I bring a different perspective. So I want to, like, speak about that and let people know, like, there are other women out here that want to do things the right way and don't have to pop for a pimp.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, I need to be like
that.
I
mean, we do like the ones who pop it for a pimp, though.
You know?
I mean, if we being honest, you know, and this is probably the wrong transition, but I appreciate your mom too. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to go there, but your mom's has been grateful enough to allow us to have you every Sunday. She comes often as well. She'll pour up a shot with us.
More than one.
That means a lot that she has trusted, and I kind of take that she trusts me to have custody of you in that way during that time. So thank you to your moms as well. I did not mean to lead it after popping it for a pimp. That felt bad. That felt bad in real time, but I did want to say that. Okay.
Thank you. Your
segment that we started was Shots Fired.
Mm-hmm.
And before we started today, tell the people about the video we watched and then we can get some interaction about it. Because the rest of this, y'all, is going to be girls' dads. I got a comment for her, and she's about to bring one to me. So what you got?
Let me tell y'all. I seen this video, and I showed it to you, and you were just like, what's going on? But it was two men, UFC. Let me say UFC fighters. Let me say that. Not just two regular people on the street, but two men versus three Instagram models in a cage, like you know how they do in UFC, and they got their ass. The women got their ass whooped, y'all. I'm like, why in the world would that even be a thing? Because for one, I got to say, for starters, like, I am not a fan of the feminist movement of them wanting to have co-ed sports. I'm not a fan of that because at the end of the day, like, maybe if we're playing kickball and we're doing something fun for like a field day or something like that, but for like combative sports. And I'm just not a fan of that. And why would you even allow yourself to be in that ring? And think about what's taking place outside the ring. How are people perceiving that? Is that giving a young boy the ability to be like, okay, yeah, let me go knock this woman aside her head. You know what I'm saying? You just never know how that is translating over to other individuals. And so I know you have daughters and I know they are, you know, active. We know we have one that's in track and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I'll let you share your insight about that. But I'm just like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think first off, this is a interesting thing for me and probably best served for me. I know Silk has daughters also. Mm-hmm. Phil does not. But with me, you know, it's one of those things where I may be a little non-traditional in how I treat. You've seen how I treat my daughters. You know, I talk to them like they grown. You know what I'm saying? So, in watching that though, what I'm trying to figure out is what, and trauma is probably the wrong word, but what trauma did those women encounter to make them feel like the way that I need to earn resources is to get beat up by men? And my biggest fear is, you know, a lot of men talk about, hey, you got to keep your daughter off the pole. You ain't going to be able to do that. If she want to be on the pole, if that's the way life turns her, that's what's going to happen.
It's the irony of turning her.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Like, ideally, you put things in place and structure to where your kids can always feel like they can come home, especially daughters. It's easy, or at least from what I've seen and encountered with friends, family members, people around. The fear that most men have is just losing your daughter. So can you be too strict? Can you be too soft? Can a young man or a young woman come in and feel things that maybe the value system that you thought you anchored your kids in is not there? So that's what I'm trying to figure out from that video. What value system let them say, I'm going to get in the ring and get punched on? Because I don't believe your parents would let you do, or I don't think the lessons you've got from your parents, because I've met your mom, I haven't met your father, but I've met your mom, where you would say, hey, you know what? The way I'm going to make money is getting beat up. I can't see that.
No, it's not happening.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. And that's what I'm trying to avoid maybe as a father. I talk a lot of crazy shit on the pod, but I do think I have a solid value system with my girls. You know, I'm teaching, this is probably too much information, but I'm teaching the middle schooler about YNs and what a YN looks like
and how they move.
Because a YN, you know, will get you in a car and say, hey, just go drop this off for us. We're going to give you $1,500. And now you're in a trafficking situation. And is it because I didn't have enough resources to give her $1,500, or did that seem glamorous? Because we know younger women, you may have fell a victim to this at one point as well, kind of like the bad boy early on.
Yeah.
And so what does that do then? How do I combat that? Because the YNs are real. There's a lot of them. It seems like we're multiplying YMs like gremlins. Every time water gets poured, they got a new set of dreads and gold teeth. So that's what I've been trying to teach, because, you know, my middle schooler now, like, hey, what's up? Like, what do I need to do to not have you go down that path? But it may not work. So what would you think?
Well, I can say that, though, YNs back in my days are different from the YNs now.
Yeah, no, these are YNs. There was no such thing as YN back in our... Yeah, none.
What is a YN?
I can't use the term because YouTube is going to... But these are the aggressive versions of what you used to have.
Okay.
Everything started younger. Sex is younger. Drugs is younger. Violence is younger. Disrespect is younger. All of that.
I feel like the YNs, they are paying too much attention to, I know this may sound crazy, but the games, the Call of Duty, they are walking around like they just think that they own stuff. They have no respect for adults. And so I feel like sometimes the young women with young girls, they just, I don't know. For me, I was excited. I know you.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, what is that? And then I ain't gonna lie. I used to lie about my age. I'm the youngest of three girls. And we used to go to this festival like in La Porte every summer. And I was.
Saying you were 17?
I was like, I was 15. But I was in the sixth grade. I was cutting up. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I could see my oldest doing that. Like, for real. And I don't know if it's. I don't bring that energy. Maybe I do. Maybe I bring the energy of be whatever you want to be. Like, that might be my problem.
But you also have you also discipline them really great. Like, you know, they listen to you.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I got to yell it into them, though. That's probably not the best.
But sometimes yeah. I had to been, look, let me tell you, I skipped school when I was in middle school and I got caught walking down the street. It's a Walmart down the street from my house, and it was an early day. So I was like, I'm only missed two class periods. I'll be okay. You know what I'm
saying? That's the trap. See, that only I'm gonna miss those two is the trap.
Exactly.
Yes, that is the trap.
And at the time, my dad was working 12-hour shifts. So he had just got in. He was asleep. So I was like, okay, you'll be okay. So my mom left. And I was like, oh, I'll just walk up the street to go to school because that's how close it was. So I had my little mini skirt on. I was meeting my little boyfriend at the time. I was like, okay, I'm going to just meet me at the Walmart or whatever. Because mind you, I had no cell phone.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thugging. I was like, okay, in 15 minutes, I'm going to be at the Walmart. On my way to the Walmart, I see my mama friend. She pulled up. She said, Raquel, is that you? I said, hold on. So she pulled over, got me in the car. I didn't even meet up with my boyfriend yet because he was crossing the street. Well, he was crossing the freeway and he was taking too long. So I got caught. So he just ditched me. And she took me back home, woke my daddy up.
Oh, hell nah.
My daddy.
After a 12-hour shift? Oh, that nigga was upset.
My daddy whooped me.
Yeah, he turned into a YN.
He whooped me. Then took me back up to the school.
Oh, for real? Yeah, yeah. I would have done that too.
Took me to the principal's office and they gave me ISS. For y'all who don't know what ISS is, that's in school suspension. And they gave me a ticket.
Yeah.
And then my mama came back up to the school and whooped me that day.
Yeah, yeah. That's not unreasonable.
So,
yeah. But you brought up a point. Mm-hmm. No. And maybe this is what I hadn't connected. You said you saw your mom's friend saw you.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be community who looked out for the kids.
Yes.
The YNs ain't got that now.
Mm-mm.
Like no one is willing to, but maybe because we're afraid to get shot.
And then maybe because too many kids are having kids.
Yeah. No community is saying like, hey, that's Deanna's kids.
Yeah.
Like, look out for them. But we do that at the Hive though. Yeah. At the Hive.
We do.
When these kids be here, everybody like, y'all was like, I had my youngest. Y'all know my youngest is a terrorist.
I love her.
Like a legit terrorist.
I love her.
She's a character on the podcast at this point. Like a legit character.
She is.
So on, I think it was Saturday, one of these days. No, Friday. Good Friday. Mm-hmm. They're with me in here all day. And that was a community effort to get her to not run into the street. Like, I don't even know how she got outside one time, but she was just gone. And I was like, this door weighs 46 pounds. I don't even know how you got out. Y'all running down the hall.
I hear her crying. I'm coming outside.
You hear her crying. She made a boat on the chairs, jumped off the chairs. I thought she separated her shoulder. I can't go home to her mama and say, hey, she separated her shoulder on accident. Mm. That don't work. So maybe I need a community too. Like, that's the problem. And that's what's going on. So you had someone snitch on you, but they needed to. And now I don't know if I would snitch. That's probably the problem. I think I would just let that young girl, hey, she knows what she's doing. That's probably my problem.
But she maybe not know what she's doing.
They don't. No one knows. You don't know what you're doing until you're like 30. You know what I'm saying? So that might be what the issue is. And that's how you end up in a UFC ring.
Getting, you know, getting beat up.
Because no one is stopping you. There's steps to that. There's steps to that point. Like,
and it was interesting that they had Instagram models. And so it's funny because I may ruffle some feathers, but I don't care. It is what it is. I think that Instagram has allowed people to live in this fantasy of a world, in this bubble, that they are either invincible, they can't be touched. And you think that you can go up to getting out of your place as a woman and just go approach a man and be like, yeah, I want to fight you, or like however it was orchestrated. But the fact of, you had the decency to get in that ring and think that you wasn't going to get knocked out. You thought they were going to take it soft on you? Wait till they see this video.
Yeah, yeah, nah, yeah. When we punched the video in, y'all got to laugh because it was a fight for real.
It was.
You know? And I would hate to see my daughters getting just punched on just in general. Like, I don't want my daughter getting into no school fights. That anytime I see, like, so for me, my timeline does not have any of that on it. Like, I've made sure that my algorithm, if I see a fight, I'm scrolling right past it because I don't like seeing that kind of stuff. I do not like opting myself into someone else's trauma.
That's
like
good.
I don't want to see people get shot. I don't want to see people getting stabbed. And I definitely for sure don't like seeing young women fight.
Mm.
None of that feels good to me. Because why?
That, I ain't going to lie. You just hit a very good point. I want to unravel that real quick. You say you don't like getting yourself in other people's trauma. Like, how can someone be able to delineate that and not get it, not immerse themselves in someone else's trauma?
Well, I think most of us are in traumatic situations. And I don't mean trauma like your life is in danger. I'm talking about you might be on limited resources. You might not know where your next meal is coming from. You might not know where your next ride is coming from. Can you trust your friend? Can you trust your partner? All of that is like anxiety ridden. So if I'm going to have that for myself every day, why would I watch it in real life? I think we've gotten desensitized to like school shootings, to fighting, to people getting pushed into the trains. I don't want to see none of that because I don't want to be comfortable with that being a part of my life.
Yeah.
Because all of us are navigating, and I use this a lot. I say this to, if you've worked with me before, you've heard this. Hey, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, we going to figure it out because at the minimum, you don't really have the time you think you do. All of us walking around thinking we got time. We really don't.
And it's ticking.
And then the problems that we have really aren't that big. You know, our problem is, can we get enough people to fill this space so we can pay our monthly lease? There's a person in India right now with no fingers trying to figure out how to make the Jordans that we're going to wear next week. So, my brother in India, you're doing, hey, I need to help you.
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of my perspective at all times. So,
I love that. I can see that.
But let's pivot real quick. Good question, though. That was a good question. So you're a woman of a certain age. Okay.
You make me sound like I'm old. No, of a certain age.
You seasoned. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't out the game, but you in the game. You know what I'm saying? You ain't in the fourth quarter, but you might be getting close to halftime. You know, they don't need to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like you just blessed with some good skin. Like let's just
hey, you know, I love it.
So, but there was a video where, and I'll put this in also, where a young lady was having a birthday party and her boyfriend, fiance, or husband, I'm not exactly sure their relationship status, made a cake that said, you got the best you know what in the world.
Shut up.
On the cake, in words. Okay? Now, the dad was so upset. So, yes, they invited the dad to this party with the cake that is celebrating how great intimacy is amongst this couple. And when y'all see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to not be vulgar on a day after Easter.
Yeah.
So now the dad gets upset when he sees the cake, referencing how good his daughter, you know what, is, and leaves. And now there's a strained relationship amongst the dad and the daughter. Would you do something like that? Like, I just kind of feel like that was disrespectful. I feel like I would leave if I came to a birthday party of my daughter's and there are some sexually explicit items on the table. I don't need to participate in that. What are your thoughts?
It was beyond disrespectful. Like, if that was my guy, and I was like, why in the world? Why would you even think that was okay? And for one, my dad, he don't play. You know what I'm saying? He'll better be lucky that the cake wasn't in his face. Because he'd have been like, well, how you know? For all I know is y'all don't do anything. You know? So that's very disrespectful. I don't even know why he would even do that. Now, I would talk to my father and be like, look, this nigga tripping. Oh, excuse me.
You good?
This YN tripping.
But that's your man. You love him. And clearly, he is objectifying you in real time in front of all your partners.
I would be embarrassed because why would you even think that I would want that? For one, you're inviting people into our business.
Correct.
I like to keep people out of my business. You got to keep people out of your bedroom.
Okay.
Because people have their own perception of how things should go, or they may be projecting their trauma on you without them even realizing it and without you even realizing it in that moment.
Okay.
So I've learned to just always keep people out of my business in my bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Because what takes on is what takes place. You know what I'm saying? Get a little juicy.
First off, that was aggressive. I'm like, sorry. Don't be lowering your voice and turn it into Tamar Braxton on this couch.
I
shouldn't even hear that from you. Okay, like, you're right. I personally, me and you, I should never hear you lower your voice like that again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like, that is ridiculous. My bad. Like, what are you doing right now?
I was thinking about my partner.
This is
in my head.
Christian podcast.
You're right. You're right.
What do you mean? We serve the Lord saved, on this. But I am saying, but also, however, you are not allowed to do this.
Okay, let me reel it back
okay,
in.
I'm really back you. In. What are we doing this morning?
You know, bless
how
the
dare you?
Savior.
Okay, okay. So, in that though,
I'll be disrespectful. I mean, I would be disrespected. Sorry.
What would would that change the dynamics of your relationship, though? Like, do you feel like that could be like, hey, you embarrassed me. You embarrassed my family. Or should the dad just been like, whatever, man, they're adults, you know, whatever.
That would change the dynamic of my relationship.
Okay.
Because I feel that people miss out on the small things, whether that be red flags or the small triggers that take place in the very beginning, and then wonder why 25 years down the line or 10 years down the line, when y'all have a family, stuff pops up.
Yeah.
And so I'm bringing that up to say, like, for one, I wouldn't want people in my business. And two, if we had a daughter, like, how do I not know you ain't gonna do this something stupid like that? You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
real.
Embarrassing our children, you know? So those are the small indicators that I would pay attention to, and I would have to have a serious conversation to be like, hey, look, I didn't appreciate that. And depending on how he responds, if he's like, oh, you just tripping or whatever the case is, oh, baby, it's going to have to shift. I may not even be with you anymore, because that means that you're not hearing what I'm telling you and you're not able to make the adjustment or even meet me at a common ground to understand where I'm coming from, not only myself, but my father, my mother. Who else?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because now any of his partners, that's all they're going to be thinking about you.
You feel me?
Like, I know men. Like,
yeah.
There's no way that you're going to be publicly displaying, like, hey, she open, y'all. Like, to me, that's an invitation.
No, facts.
And I guarantee you, someone tried her later on. Like, hey, look, what's this about?
You brought up a very interesting point, because is it true that men and women are different in this case, where men won't say who they're talking to or bring that woman around unless it's like time, because they don't want other men looking at their women? Or I've heard different instances with that. And women sometimes be like, oh, this my man. Like, oh, he does this for me. He does that for me. Like, oh, let me just tell you what he did. He got my feet rubbed and everything. And then be mad when other women are wanting that man.
Yeah, no, I think you're you're saying it, but I think maybe I would look at it a little differently.
Okay.
Like, I think women, when they get a partner, man or woman, but typically let's use male-female dynamic, mm-hmm. that person to them starts at 100.
Mm.
So they're thinking about all the positive, all the great things, and that man typically can only get worse over time. So that's why she's willing to, hey, I got to pop out with him. I got to show everybody that I got something. This is my knight in shining armor. But then after a while, she starts to lessen the amount of time that that person's in her space, because he hadn't hit all those check marks she thought. Mm-hmm. Men, on the other hand, you start at zero.
Mm.
So we ain't bringing you around until we feel like, okay, you can handle this type of situation. You can handle that type of situation. And we just got to continue to, okay, we've built some rapport. All right, now this is my girl, y'all.
Mm.
And there's no threats amongst us because we've built to that level. So it's not that we, don't want to do it. We just got to make sure we're solid.
Facts.
And we got to get rid of our other hoes. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? There's other ones around still too. We got to decide this is the one.
Mm.
Because them other ones might be doing something strange.
For a piece of change.
Maybe for free. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You might have been the one that needed the meal. The other ones, they might have been like, yo, I'd like your attention. So we got to sort out that roster a little bit. Women have a roster too. It's just a different type of roster.
Mm.
Men, our roster is really be like, okay, not granted, y'all, I'm married. So this is from previous experience.
Way back in the gap.
But that male roster is like, all right, she does this proficiently.
Mm.
She does that. She does this. Man, I wish I could just combine them all together into one Captain America. and women, they make a Captain America.
Mm.
Like, they say that this person is that. Because they're imagining all the things that person can do. And they're really not Captain America.
Wow.
And then they find that out over time.
Wow.
And that's kind of the difference between men and women, what I'd say. And to that, last thing. Tracee Ellis Ross hasn't found her Captain America. So she has recently was on Michelle Obama's new podcast. May or may not put the clip in here, but the gist of it was she's 52.
Mm, she's good.
And seems, yeah, no, Tracee Ellis Ross, I love you. Like, for real. Like, you can, You know what I'm saying? I am a reasonable black man. You know what I'm saying? I got a family, but we are open to you. Like, we love you. You know what I'm saying? So we love you. Like, but anyway, so she, in this video, she says that, I don't think she used the word regret, but she, you know, would have wanted to have a kid and wanted to have family, but now she's in this position where she feels like the older men that she's encountered, they've got some toxic masculinity, which I don't know exactly what she was saying there, other than maybe they conform more to gender roles. So she will only date younger men who she feels like are more fluid in the relationship, don't have all the entrenched ways of thinking. What are your thoughts? I mean, because women do kind of have a time clock on having kids. Women do kind of have a time clock, and we all think we have time. My assumption is that Tracy probably had men who had some of the things that she wanted, maybe not all, and was operating under that. I've got time. I've got time to find this man. I've got time to build a relationship. And the next thing you know, you don't. You're not as valuable. Tracy, you are as valuable in the marketplace. I'm just using that example that way. And I think now she's just kind of in a spot. But she can get any man she wants. So what's the issue? What are your thoughts?
I do agree that women have a time clock. You know, that's something that, I'm not going to lie, I think about all of the time. You know, as you said, I'm seasoned, you know, so those thoughts come to my mind where I'm like, dang, I really want a family. I really want to have children, and I want to have more than one child.
And see, that's different. When you start one more than one, like you need to, hey.
trust me. Look, you want to, hey, what's going on? Let me stop. What are we doing? Let me stop. Okay, let me reel it back in. But I can say that some individuals, and I may be wrong, but to each his own, I feel like some individuals are gifted with being single and some are gifted with being married.
Okay.
And they say it's a gift of singleness and a gift of marriage. And I think Paul speaks about it in the word, and he speaks about those who are unmarried. It's sometimes better to stay unmarried unless that's something that God has planned for you. And I wanted to say that because I know a lot of people feel like being married is the end all be all.
Agreed.
And they wrap their identity around being married to someone versus doing what God has called them to do. Whether that may be traveling, and you may be a missionary, you may be traveling the world, you know, and you may not have that that element. I'm not condoning like nobody get married. I'm not saying that.
We're not saying that.
Not at all. Because I want to be married. Okay, stop playing.
But do you feel like that'd be your identity? See, like, and that's what some of her comments were around that. Like,
okay,
she used language like, "I'm a full person. I live a full life. I'm not missing anything." Now, granted, she's been wealthy from birth. You know, that's Diana Ross's daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She probably hasn't. There's not even a lot of men who can, if we use biblical language, that's equally yoked.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a lot, like, regardless, because, and I'm not talking finances, I'm talking finances, experiences, the amount of people that you can interact with in different ways, rooms you're in, your mental capacity, the way you think, the way you operate. There's not going to be a lot of people that can stand up to, you know, like the Obama daughters are going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Finding men who are equally, you're an Obama.
Yeah. And it's like it automatically comes with that standard. And I don't, it's kind of hard because like they say, you know, the woman is supposed to be the helpmate to her husband. And I do think that it's power in two.
Okay.
And becoming one with someone. Everybody's story is completely different, but I do think there is power. Like, even as you get old, like how, even though she may not be able to have children, I still think that she can find that person that pours into her and who can meet her where she is. But I think that also has to come with her sitting with herself too And like you said, she has everything in the world. Her mom was Diana Ross.
Yeah.
And her siblings are actively in
all of them.
The industry.
Yeah.
You know, just doing amazing things. And so it's, I'm curious if she is talking to someone but doesn't want to bring them to the forefront because she doesn't think that they meet their standards or meet what their family deems as, oh, he could be a part of the tribe.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or what's that movie kind of like? Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher Zoe Saldana. He was like, why are you bringing this person home?
And they've made several versions of that where, you know, bringing someone to the house to meet a family that may or may not meet up to the standards of that family. I would hope that my family is of one where my daughters need to, hey, I can't bring you around my pops. You got to be special, you know, and I'm not saying that we're better than anyone because that's not what it is. But I want my daughter to have some pride in the man or woman or animal, because I don't know what these YNs are on. Like, these kids are, they're crazy now.
We're not condoning bestiality.
Yo, these kids are nuts. Like, they doing some wild stuff out there right now. Have you ever got on TikTok? Like, it's wild.
Yeah, so,
but whatever it is, I want her to know, like, hey, you know, my father, if I'm blessed to live of an age where I can be around for that, there needs to be some standards.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And so we're on Tracy Ellis Ross side. Like, she is the standard.
Yeah.
Like, so it's going to be real difficult. She'd have had to meet that person when she was getting out the mud. You know?
Because how can she determine if that person is around just for the money, the fame?
I want to be around for it all. Give me the
credits.
Give me the money, the fame.
Give me your IP, actually.
I'm going to do something straight. Don't worry. Like, I'm going to earn my keep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will, you know?
Just make sure you get the hair products, and just slide it to your little sis.
I got you.
She got some good hair products.
Look, I want it all.
Okay.
I'm going to make the yoga videos with you.
You're going to be in the front of the house.
Okay, I'm going to be in them. Like, that's all that matters. So look, we got to get out of here. So we want to give y'all an episode regardless for the holiday weekend. I was grateful that R. Marie was willing to give y'all some extra time today. Usually she only on the clock 15 minutes. You know, if y'all want to see her some more, let me know in the comments. And if you don't, tell me too. And put it in the comments also.
Like, be real.
Be real. Let us know if you're tired of her already. I am. You know what I'm saying? Giving out her Instagram and shit. We didn't say do that. But please tell the people know where to find you.
You know, if you're looking to follow me, this camera, their camera, follow me on Instagram at armorie.official. That's armourie.official. And can I drop from the script too?
You can drop whatever you like.
And if y'all want to see me in another element, you know, more little poise or something, catch me on From the Script. And as From the Script, I'm on Instagram.
And we're setting up a UFC boxing match with Armourie. And
can I pick the person?
No, I'm picking the strongest niggas I've ever met.
Oh no.
And you better win. That's been episode 345. We out.